are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. The 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This just in. Multiple people have been shot at a Phoenix office. From what we understand, this is a workplace shooting. They believe the shooter is somebody that works there. They say 4 to 5 people have been allegedly injured at the Phoenix office near Glendale Avenue. They say the scene is still active. Multiple police and first responders are near the business. Police canines are also maneuvering around the Phoenix office parking lot. CNN and Fox News have been kind of giving conflicting reports of who has been, how many people have been shot. Of course, as we get more information on this, we will keep you guys posted. We don't know of any deaths at this time. We just know that there are multiple injuries. Also, we have the story of the doctor who was shot. A little bit more information. California doctor was killed by one of his own patients, a retired barber, is accused of fatally shooting his physician in an exam room. Apparently, he brought a gun to his medical appointment. Orange County District Attorney's Office said yesterday that 75-year-old Stanwood Fred Elkis had been charged with murder in the Monday attack that killed Dr. Ronald Gilbert. Dr. Ronald Gilbert was only 52 years old. He was shot multiple times in the upper body at his office in Newport Beach, was pronounced dead at the scene. Apparently, Elkis had an appointment, waited for Gilbert in the exam room before opening fire when the doctor walked in. Now, Elkis had suffered from prostate problems and was angry about his incontinence after a recent surgery. They think that might have been the motive. This scares all of us to think that, you know, average people with no real history just decides to gun down their doctor or gun down people at work. Like I said, we're still trying to get information on this Arizona shooting. A doctor I trained under had been shot, one of her older patients as well. Older patients had come in with a gun and shot her. An endocrinologist in town had been shot, again, by one of his older patients. Now, I'm not saying we have to be concerned about older people carrying guns, but we assume that many of the shootings and many of the gun violence are by young people grabbing assault rifles. Maybe younger folk do grab assault rifles, machine guns, right? But when we see some of these other shootings, it appears to be handguns, and sometimes it could be older individuals. Pretty scary stuff. Right. The moral to this is anybody could be a shooter, anybody could be a killer, and it could be any weapon. Now, I understand that the hearings are going on throughout the day in Congress regarding gun violence and how to approach it. One thing I agree with is better background checks. I don't think somebody who's able to pass a background check should buy a gun for somebody else. Now, that's a problem we have with kids drinking. You know, they'll get somebody else to buy their alcohol for them. I mean, if we have laws in place, we need to enforce those laws. I just get a little nervous that they're going to try to convince society to allow us to remove assault rifles. And then once they do that, they could say, but look, guys, it's handguns that do more of the shooting. So now let's get those. And it's kind of scary because, you know, I want to keep my guns. Okay, I want my guns so I can protect myself against other people that have guns. And since nobody can make us feel assured that all the bad guys will never be able to get a gun, that there will be no way in heck a bad guy could get a gun, then I want my guns to protect myself. I do. You know, we were talking about a couple hours ago a carjacking. Somebody was trying to pick up his wife at 11 o'clock at night, waiting for his wife to get out of the hospital because she was finishing her shift, and he was carjacked at gunpoint. He was told to get out of the car, got out of the car. Gun was put to his head. Luckily, the carjackers couldn't really take the car because it was a standard and they didn't know how to drive stick. So he's trying to teach him, you know, well, you got to hit the clutch. And, you know, anyway, they gave up. Thank God they didn't shoot him. But many of the crimes and many violent crimes or shootings are done with handguns. So is Congress going to want to ban those? And so for those of us that think, you know, the right wing is going crazy, being showing opposition to Congress starting to go after assault rifles. You know, I personally, do I think somebody really needs to have an assault rifle in their house? No. But they sure as hell, I think, should have a shotgun or a handgun if they could keep it safe and their kids won't get at it, or kids sleeping over won't get at it. I think we have a right to defend ourselves and bear arms. Okay? And people say, well, the Second Amendment, somebody had suggested I believe a college professor had said the Constitution is outdated. Right? Didn't Pierce Morgan say the Bible is outdated? Well, I guess a college researcher, I got to find the article, says the Constitution is outdated. No, it's not. That Constitution was brilliantly written. Right? The reason why we have a right to bear arms is in case the government becomes tyrannical and we can protect ourselves against the government. Okay? Some people say, no, it's just to protect yourselves from other people, and now that we have cops, we're fine. No, we're not fine. No, we're not. Remember that mother that was able to protect her and her kids? Because when the assailants came in, she was able to shoot them? No, the cops, God bless them, and I'm so glad we have them, but they still have a reaction time, right? It still takes some time to get there. And I want to know that I could protect myself if I have to. Now, in this case with the older gentleman who had a gun, walked into his doctor's office, shot and killed him, why did he have the gun? Was that gun his? Did he take somebody else's? What's going on? Are there issues where people that have had guns for years, once they start losing some of their mentation, should they have their guns removed? That's going to be the next issue. At what age is somebody allowed to have a gun? And who decides if somebody is senile or too demented to have a gun? Now, there are ways to medically judge if somebody has dementia. And I don't think it's a bad idea if somebody has true dementia, documented dementia, to remove firearms from the house. We always recommend that to our patients. Make sure your parents don't have access to the guns. Okay, get the guns away from that. Now, my grandparents, they did not want us taking away their guns, even when they started to show signs of dementia, because that's how they grew up. They grew up having a gun. They want to protect themselves. Sometimes, though, somebody demented could be paranoid. You know, that could be an issue. But that's going to probably be another controversy that will be addressed. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. So, in economy news, they said that the economy had unexpectedly contracted in the fourth quarter of last year, but analysts say there is no reason to panic, given that consumer spending and business investment has picked up. They say the gross domestic product fell at a 0.1% annual rate, which is its weakest performance since it emerged from recession in 2009. Are they saying the recession ended in 2009? I'm still thinking we're in the recession. I can't tell you how many times I've been seeing today headlines saying economy shrunk or went down first time since the recession ended. What recession? The recession of the 90s? They aren't talking about the current recession because we're still in it, right? No. They say, they blame Hurricane Sandy, right? They think maybe slower inventory growth. They say a plunge in defense spending in the last 40 years. They said if it wasn't for defense spending and slower inventory growth, the economy would have grown at a respectable 2.5% rate. Could it have been the election? Maybe. All right. Economists polled by Reuters had expected the GDP to rise at 1.1% rate, and none had predicted a contraction of it. That blows my... We predicted it on this show, and I'm not even an economist. They say U.S. financial markets largely shrugged off the data, heartened by the acceleration of consumer spending and the rebound in business investment. They're looking at Christmas. All right, that's Christmas spending. It's false hope, people. Inventories and a defense-led drop in government, they say spending... Slice 2.6 percentage points from growth a weight that was expected to lessen in the first 3 months of this year. A second report from payroll processor ADP showed private sector payrolls expanded by 192,000 jobs in January after increasing 185,000 in December. I haven't seen that where I live, but again, if you live in a part of the country where the recession's over, please tell me. Please clue me in. I tell you why I'm a little nervous. Okay, to get Obama reelected, right, people were touting that the economy is good. Unemployment is down. We saw a very, very odd and suspicious change in the unemployment number. CNN was reporting how Obama was going into this election with a high unemployment rate, and you never want to be above 8% or whatever. And then the next day they said, oh, no, 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 he's at 7.8. You're like, wait a second, what? So, I mean, I really don't trust a lot of these numbers because, you know, we know that there was a lot of manipulation before the election from the media because they wanted President Obama reelected. Where I get nervous is I hope they're not lying to us still. Okay? If we think we're not in a recession, we may not be careful. Now, somebody could argue, well, Dahlia, when the recession hit, things got worse because it was broadcast. Now, they do have a point. I remember back in 2008, I had no idea a recession was going on. Okay? Business was great. People were coming in. I believe the election was going on. And then all of a sudden, the news started to say, yeah, you know, we're in a recession. And I, you know, for 2 days, I'm like, we're in a recession? Where? You know, what's going on? And it was right before the election. And I'm thinking, are they trying to say this because the economy was so good? You know, while Bush was, people did very well in 2004, 2005, 2006. What's going on? And then all of a sudden, huge layoffs. Now, I understand there is a ripple effect, and I understand that it does take time. But 2 days after the media talked about recessions, all of a sudden we start to have these huge layoffs. And then business was crushed. Just like that. And I'm not blaming the media. I mean, obviously there was some sort of recession. Something was going on. But that was fast. I have never seen a recession happen that quickly. Now, true, I'm not an economist. Maybe that's the way things go. Everything is fine. And then all of a sudden there's a crash. I guess. And week after week, huge groups of layoffs that wasn't occurring, but then started occurring massively, very quickly. And we were looking at ourselves going, what's going on here? What's going on? Why? When did the recession happen? So somebody could argue once people heard there was a recession, everybody panicked. And with the panic came layoffs. People then didn't spend money because they're afraid of a recession. So there's an argument to increase consumer confidence. If you increase consumer confidence, they'll spend more. Well, I don't have that confidence. Okay, I'm not going to listen to the news and think that the recession's better when half my patients don't have health insurance, half my patients can't pay their medical bills, and half my patients are unemployed. So as far as my neck of the woods, no, we have no confidence at all. And I don't want people having false confidence. From what I understand, the housing market news is false confidence. Banks had been told to stop foreclosing. So I have patients who have been living in their house rent mortgage free for 2 years because the banks had been told to stop foreclosing. So people are saying, well, houses are going up because we falsely have a market of houses. And once the banks are going to be allowed to foreclose on these houses because their loans aren't being paid, we're going to see a huge drop in the housing market. I don't need things artificially done so somebody can say things are getting better. They aren't getting better. Right? We have now an administration that loves to tax. We're all paying more. As of our paychecks, January 3rd, we're all paying more. And what scares me is if we don't get the true story, we may not be able to prepare ourselves, okay? Now, have I been able to hire more people? I was able to hire one more employee, one more. But it wasn't because business was better. It's because I think, you know, the staff, you know, they take vacation time and sick time, but it's been a very, very sad time for those of us in Vegas. And I figure maybe an extra person would kind of help a little bit of the morale, some personality, but I'm scared to death with payroll because we really can't afford the extra person. But I thought maybe it would change things up a little bit. Maybe it would spur a little growth. I give somebody else a job. Maybe she could spend a little bit more money, you know, when she goes shopping. I don't know. But I just can't stand being fed bull crap. I cannot stand that. And now, somebody could say, Dahlia, your city was one of the last to feel the recession, so your city is going to be one of the last to see the recovery. They got a good point. I mean, Vegas enjoyed some phenomenal inflation with housing prices. And people were able to flip their home making $200,000. And it blew our mind. So I knew that the housing market bubble was going to hit. I knew the housing market bubble was going to hit back in 2003, 2004. I mean, we knew this was going to happen. Okay? We just didn't think that the recession would last this long. So for those of you who live in part of the country where you aren't in a recession, everything's good, you guys are seeing growth, you're making money, that's wonderful. And please tell me where, so I could send these Vegas people that don't have a job still to where you live. Okay? And if there's jobs and people are looking to hire and more money needs to be put into your local economy, I'll send people there, please. But from what I see and what I'm hearing, especially from my listeners, and our show is national, no. Everybody is still struggling. Everybody's savings is completely emptied. And then what are they talking about where the economy is shrinking the first time since the recession ended? The economy is going to double. I mean, if they've been using the word double dip. I'm expecting that. We now have increased taxes. We got Obamacare coming. We don't have companies hiring because of Obamacare. And them having to pay for people's health insurance and the extra taxing. Now, we don't have consumer confidence, not where I live. So my guess is the economy is going to stink. Now, one thing that may help my economy, living in Nevada, is people are fleeing Los Angeles because of the taxes. So maybe we'll get a lot of Californians who don't want to put all that tax money into the California system. Maybe they'll want to put their tax money to the Nevada system. And with us not having state tax, hopefully that'll attract people. If we attract people to our city, then maybe we'll have growth. Maybe we'll need jobs. Maybe we'll be able to sell some houses. My only worry is one of these days, the banks are going to have to foreclose on the houses that people have been living in for free. They're going to have to, because otherwise the banks eventually are going to go under. And when that happens, the poop is going to hit the fan. And I don't know how much of this makeshift Band-Aid is really going to work. Like I said, please keep me posted on what's going on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can also email us at drdahlia.com. When you do go to our website, sign into the guest book. Love to hear or see where you guys are listening from. But we also have a contact form where you could send us your question. Very easy to fill out. If you ever want me, though, to answer you back, please don't forget to put your email on there so I can at least answer you back and be able to give you a private answer if you need one. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Science. All right, guys, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Still no more news coming out of that Phoenix office building shooting, except it looks like there was an altercation at a business in the 7300 block of North 16th Street. I grew up in Phoenix, kind of know where that is. It occurred at about 10:30 a.m. this morning. The suspect had fired multiple rounds, hitting several people. We still do not know the extent of their injuries, and from what we understand, police are still looking for the suspect. So as we get more information, we will keep you posted. Now, CNN had just opened up an article, all right, or a discussion on how the quote-unquote violent mentally ill can buy guns, all right? Now, apparently, I think this is probably a opinion piece, and they discuss a case where, I guess, last November, Oklahoma City police officers went to check in on an elderly woman after relatives reported that they hadn't heard from her in a while. 77-year-old Janet Hume was living with an adult son, Gerald, who the family had said was schizophrenic. Since she typically kept in close contact with relatives, police decided to investigate because they hadn't heard from her. They visited the home on three occasions. Each time, the son refused to let them inside, insisting everything was okay. Police eventually discovered that, I'm reading this down, I apologize, that it wasn't, okay? And from what we understand, he had shot his mother in the chest. he had also, when police finally forced their way into the home, he pointed his 9mm Glock at them. An officer used a stun gun on him, and another fired a beanbag rifle at him. They were able to get him. And from what they understand, you know, he had a handgun as well as three rifles. Now, was that his mother's? No. They say he didn't steal the guns or borrow them. He had purchased them, and he had purchased them at Walmart. He had bought them from Walmart in Moore, Oklahoma, on September 25th. Now, I don't know if he had a diagnosis of schizophrenia prior to him buying these. You know, we need a little bit more information. And again, I think this is an opinion piece from CNN. And, of course, CNN has been, you know, highlighting gun violence and guns as they have been, you know, appearing to be very encouraged by the movement towards gun legislation. But, again, if we bring up this particular instance, we're not talking about assault rifles. We're talking about guns. We're talking about shotguns. Now, when you look at Jared Loughner, who had shot Congresswoman Giffords, killed multiple people during that fateful day in Tucson. He had not a criminal history. We don't believe he had a medical psychiatric history well documented. He was able to purchase guns, purchase ammunition, be able to get out of a police stop. And we think he's mentally ill, but he was still able to be in society and manipulate society and live in society without incident until the shooting. So one of the huge discussions that we're seeing, which I don't even know how they're going to be able to address, they're going to want to address by just taking away everybody's guns, which I don't think is the answer, is how, again, do we screen for mental illness? How do we avoid people with a mental illness from getting a gun? And then what mental illness qualifies? And then are people going to want to get that diagnosis, or are they going to avoid getting the diagnosis? So, for example, if publicly we say anybody with schizophrenia or anybody with severe bipolar will not be able to buy a gun, do you think somebody who wants to keep their gun, or somebody who wants a gun, who thinks they have a mood disorder, thinks they hear things, etc., are they going to want to see a professional for medication? Because if they get a diagnosis, that's going to go into a public record, and they won't be able to get a gun. You know, we touched upon this subject when James Holmes, the Aurora, Colorado shooter, had seen his psychiatrist about a month before the shooting. From what we understand, it was about a month before the shooting. And the widow of one of the deceased who was shot at the theater is suing the psychiatrist for breach of duty, because the psychiatrist could have gone to the police when she suspected that something was up, and she didn't go to the police and put the patient on 72-hour hold. So we discussed at great length how this could change the way we do mental health and the way we talk to our patients and the way patients approach us. I agree. If James Holmes had told the psychiatrist he fantasized about killing people, she probably should have put him on a 72-hour hold, right? But many doctors don't do that because they think the patient really didn't mean it, you know, was just opening up because they asked them to open up, and he opened up to her. I mean, how many people admit, gosh, man, I just wish that person, you know, wasn't on this earth anymore, you know, in a variety of different ways. As doctors, we're trained, if somebody says they wish somebody dead, we get the authorities involved, and we put them in hold, 72-hour hold. So one concern that we may have, albeit the victim's wife, the widow, does have every right to make a case out of this. I'm not disagreeing with that. You know, the psychiatrist did have a duty. It's always easier, by the way, though, playing Monday Morning Quarterback to go, oh, see, she should have done something because he ended up killing a bunch of people. But how many people go to their doctor and, you know, truthfully open up? And when they open up, does the doctor put them on hold, 72-hour hold, or get the police involved? If the doctor did, they'd probably be less inclined to go and see the doctor. They'd be less inclined to open up. So doctors have to tiptoe around this issue of, do we engage them and gain their trust by not threatening with them that we'll get the authorities if they open up and tell us how they feel? Or do they protect other citizens by going to the police like we're trained to do. Well, it seems like from here on out, doctors, psychiatrists, family doctors, internists, at risk of losing their license and getting sued, are going to now be extremely willing to get the police involved and extremely quick. And knowing that, how many people out there are going to then want to divulge anything to their doctor? If they think that the doctor has a finger on a button to call the authorities, then when the doctor goes, you know, please tell me what you're thinking. Let me know what's going on so I could treat you. Nothing. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Just give me my medicine so I could sleep. I'm just taking them for sleep. I'm totally fine. Well, I can't give you your medicines unless you open up. Never mind. I don't need the medicine. So we can have a bunch of people now avoiding getting treated and avoiding getting the medication. I have some schizophrenic patients that have, you know, see psychiatry. And they're some of my best patients. They're taking the medication. They're compliant. They have good social support. I don't even fear. I don't worry. I'm not concerned about them. I'm concerned about the person that hasn't been diagnosed. Did Jared Loeffner have schizophrenia? What was Jared Loeffner's diagnosis? What was James Holmes's diagnosis? What was Adam Lanza's diagnosis? Some of you are saying, well, he had autism Asperger's. No, 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 that's still not a diagnosis for being mentally ill. Okay? Many people have Asperger's and autism. Doesn't mean they're mentally ill and will go on a shooting spree. What was his diagnosis? Because if we do identify the diagnosis, that diagnosis is going to prevent people from getting guns. And then are people or patients going to want to get that diagnosis, or are they going to avoid going to the doctor? And now we'll have people who aren't medicated who need to be out there in society. We need to play this extremely carefully. And I don't know what the answer is. Doctors have to report. We have to report if somebody has homicidal ideation. But how do you get a person to admit that to you if they think you're going to report them? You could say, well, just get it out of them and then call the police. Well, you call the police let them go after 72 hours. You think they're going to go to a doctor again? Do you think they're going to tell your brother to go to a doctor? Do you think they're going to tell their best buddy? They'll tell everybody what happened. They tell everybody what happens. Nobody's going to want to go to the doctor. So even though, yes, there's an argument that Dr. Fenton could have prevented the Aurora, Colorado shooting by getting the police involved, this whole case could change our drive to screen mental illness. And I think we're going to have a lot of people avoid the doctors, especially if they can't think that they could get guns as well. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Way is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Phil from Union Hills writes, Doctor, why don't we have mandatory psychiatric screening of all people? The DMV checks vision. Why not a psychiatric evaluation when you go for your driver's license or collect food stamps? In order to get your food stamps or your unemployment check, one needs a psychiatric evaluation. I mean, I see the point. You know, you're kind of looking at where we could get the population and be able to screen. I don't think they're going to be able to move towards that because it's going to be very difficult to implement. Like, for example, you may think, well, how about when men have to register for the military? All right. Well, yeah, but then that's just men. How do you get the ladies? All right. DMV. Not everybody has a driver's license. Not everybody drives. What about the illegals? You know, in our city. I mean, it's easy to find the U.S. citizens, but we have millions of Americans that aren't here legally. And so then how do you screen them? And then many people will find that a violation of their civil liberties. Okay. You know, how accurate is the diagnosis? Who's the one performing the evaluations? would you be able to get a second opinion? Let's say you're a little hypoglycemic that day. You didn't sleep well the night before and you're grumpy. Or you're suffering from a migraine. And you have to go through this evaluation. And you're very quick, you're very terse. They could diagnose you with a mood disorder. You know, it's going to be very difficult logistic-wise to screen everybody. You know, there's a doctor who was, I guess, he wasn't a part of the school district, but he was the go-to doctor to evaluate children if they had a learning disability or a psychiatric disorder. And from what we heard about this one doctor, is it cost maybe $900 to $1,000 cash. He didn't take insurance for the evaluation. The family would pay for it, and they would get their money's worth. They would get their money's worth. They'd get a diagnosis. So some parents were happy that there would be a multiple-page report, and they would get a diagnosis of their patient, of their child. Other parents were like, okay, whoa, I don't want a diagnosis. Okay, if my child is fine, say fine. You know, well, yeah, but, you know, if they got to evaluate them and they're making $900 to $1,000, that this person apparently was able to find something. Now, do we want some, is there an argument that something could be found in all of us? Okay, most of us have experienced some anxiety. Most of us have, you know, been sad. Saddened by a loss of somebody. Your dad died, Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, my father died back in 2004. Tell me about it. How did that make you feel? I was sad. I mean, my father died. Do you still miss your father? Of course I miss my father. When you think of your father, does it make you cry? Yeah, you know, sometimes when I think of my father, yeah. So you still suffer from depression? No, I'm not depressed. You know, my father died. Yeah, but you said you cry when you think of your father. You see where this could go. So who is the person, right, with the chart evaluating you or I? So I don't know if that's going to be an answer. You know, as we're trying to determine who's getting guns, who's getting what, and again, you know, it's all about the guns right now because that's been on Obama's agenda for years, gun control. It's just now he has the opportunity because of the ghastly, horrendous shootings that have happened over the past few years. But, you know, our issue is we have people with mental illness and they could take any weapon. So many of us are like, can we also spend some time, please, identifying who has mental illness and getting them help? And like I had said earlier before the break, we may be going down, I don't want to use the word wrong direction, because I don't think it's wrong for doctors to be held liable if they didn't get the police involved when they were supposed to. Right? I mean, like Dr. Fenton, if James Holmes told her before the Aurora, Colorado shooting, I want to kill people. Now, I don't know what he said to her, but according to this lawsuit, if that's what he said, he fantasized about it and she didn't get the authorities involved, that could be breach of duty. All right. So I'm not saying that's wrong for any of the victims to want to know what the heck happened prior, you know, with his psychiatric evaluation. Somebody had the chance to stop him. But where we're going down the path is we're going to scare a lot of people into getting the diagnosis. Nobody is going to want to have a diagnosis that could fall under mental illness. And then how far will that range go? If somebody takes a medication for anxiety, if somebody takes a medication for depression, which is probably going to be revealed when they finally open up James Holmes' medical records or Adam Lanza, who did the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting records, is that going to cause the media to discriminate against people that have anxiety or depression? How many people take a medication for anxiety? How many people take a Valium every now and then? Or take a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor like Lexapro, Prozac, Paxil, etc.? A lot of people do. And these are people that do not have mental illness. Yet, if they take a look and they see that a patient was given Prozac and then he went on a shooting spree, is the doctor going to be liable because he had given them Prozac? Well, the doctor should have realized that person would have gone on a shooting spree or he should have never treated him. Whoa. You know, is a family doctor, an internist, a psychiatrist qualified? One would say yes, but wait a second. All right? Some of these people are very smart. Jared Loftner, for example, the Tucson shooter, he was able to get out of the ticket. He was able to plan this out. You don't think he's going to figure out how to pass a psychiatric exam? Yes, sometimes we in the medical field can figure out who's faking. Absolutely. But we don't have, I think, the best training in the world that we need on how to figure out if somebody's going to turn around and be a mass shooter. Now, it's easy when the patient admits to, I want to kill a bunch of people. Those are easy. But you don't get that. All right? I don't think Adam Lanza ever told anybody he wants to kill a bunch of people. Unless maybe he told his mother right before he shot her. So somebody, I think, like James Holmes or Jared Loftner, would be actually more adept at snowing a professional. I'm fine. You know, I would never think of hurting anybody. I'm religious. I mean, they're God's creatures. Do I get mad? Of course I get mad. We all get mad. I stub my toe, it hurts. You know, I mean, he may know exactly what to say. Remember, a lot of criminals, they're not stupid. They're sick, but they're not stupid. For somebody to plan a massacre, they have to have some level of competency, which is why I can't stand hearing some of these people try to get off for incompetency. If they were competent enough to plan a mass murder, all right, that they're competent to stand trial. Should probably get the death penalty too, if I could add that. But we have to come up with some sort of a system, some sort of a way to identify people before they decide to want to go to the workplace and start to shoot up people. Do we have anger management issues? What the hell just happened now in Arizona? Why was there an altercation in an office, and why did it lead to shooting? When did this happen? Why? Why are people getting so angry? What is causing people to drive other people to killing other people? Is it drugs? Is it medications? Is it the lack of medications? Is it violent video games? Is it violent television? Is it the ease at which somebody could get a weapon? Is it the recession? What is it? And as you can see, there's no easy answer, which means you can't just blame the recession. You can't just blame guns. You can't just blame anger management issues because you can't control those. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please have a safe drive home. God bless.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.